This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A hearing is scheduled next week for a U.S. Marine accused of murdering two Iraqis. Lieutenant Ilario Pantano says he believed the men were insurgents preparing to attack him, but they turned out to be unarmed. Prosecutors say the killing was unnecessary, while Pantano's defenders, including his congressman, call him a hero. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Like most Marines, Ilario Pantano was trained to kill. At issue is whether he was too eager to do it. The 33-year-old lieutenant is a veteran of two wars, but last spring in Iraq, he embarked on a mission that was difficult even for an experienced fighter, leading a group of 40 Marines on a raid of a suspected insurgent hideout. Pantano recently spoke about the mission with reporter Stone Phillips on the NBC News program Dateline.
We went in heavy. We had machine guns with us, because we fully expected we would be ambushed by some larger force, as we had seen just days prior.
As the Marines approached the hideout, they spotted a car driving away. They stopped it and handcuffed the two Iraqi men inside. But Pantano says he was concerned the car might be booby-trapped, so he had the Iraqis uncuffed and ordered them to search the vehicle themselves. It was at that point, Pantano says, he grew uneasy, because the men started speaking quietly to each other.
I give them a command in Arabic to stop. There was this beat, and they both pivoted to me at the same time, moving towards me at the same time. And in that moment of them, you know, of them disobeying my command to stop and pivoting to me at the same time, I shot them.
Both Iraqis died instantly. But there's disagreement about what happened in those last few seconds before their deaths. Pantano says he shot the men in self-defense as they approached him, afraid they might be carrying guns or grenades. Military prosecutors tell a different story. They allege Pantano made sure nobody was watching, then shot the men in the back without provocation. What nobody disputes is that Pantano acted decisively, firing more than 30 times at close range.
I kept firing until they stopped moving. It doesn't take a lot of energy to pull a grenade pin. To protect the lives of my men, I would do it again in a moment.
Lieutenant Pantano now faces two charges of premeditated murder and could get the death penalty if he's convicted in military court. Marine Corps officials won't discuss the case before trial, but legal analysts say the charges suggest prosecutors have strong reason to doubt Pantano acted in self-defense. Duke University professor Scott Silliman is a former senior military attorney.
When the Marines charged premeditated murder rather than involuntary murder, which would be perhaps in the heat of passion, that suggests, only by the charges, that this was more of an execution type of scenario than self-defense.
Part of the prosecution's case hinges on something Pantano did after the shooting. He made a homemade sign and placed it near the bodies. On it, he wrote six words, "No better friend, no worse enemy." That's the motto of Pantano's Marine Division, meant to convey that Marines will protect helpful Iraqis, but take no mercy on those who oppose the U.S. The military says the sign desecrated the bodies, and Silliman says it raises the question of whether Pantano shot the men to send a message.
That may be what the prosecutor will argue, that Lieutenant Pantano killed them, even though they couldn't mount a resistance against him, as some kind of a statement to be made. And the use of force in that situation is inappropriate and illegal.
Pantano isn't the only serviceman who's faced murder charges for killing Iraqis, but his case is getting the most attention. His mother, a New York literary agent, has launched a media campaign on his behalf. Conservative talk show hosts and bloggers have come to his defense. And his congressman, North Carolina Republican Walter Jones, took to the House floor and called for the charges to be dropped.
Mr. Speaker, what is happening to this young man is an injustice. Lieutenant Pantano has served this nation with great honor. My personal experiences with him and his family convinced me that he is a dedicated family man and a man who loves his Corps and his country.
Many of Pantano's backers allege the Pentagon is using him as a scapegoat, making him pay the price for other members of the armed forces who've been involved in well-publicized Iraqi abuse cases. Matt Rhodes is helping raise money for Pantano's legal defense fund near Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, where Pantano is stationed.
I had veterans coming up to me, bawling their eyes out, and telling me that they had been through similar things in Korea, Vietnam, even World War II, and they have a hard time believing that the military wouldn't support one of their own in a situation like this.
At next week's hearing, a military investigator will review the evidence against Pantano and recommend to senior officers whether the lieutenant should be court-martialed. The hearing will be the Marine Corps' first opportunity to lay out its case publicly, and it will be Pantano's first chance to defend himself in court against charges he overreacted in the heat of battle. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.